Well, thanks for your company on Sports Day this evening. Adam Papalia and Paul Hazelby with you. Hayes, let's get into our Giant Performance. Power your journey with the Giant e-bike. And the Fremantle Dockers are taking on the Saints this weekend. They're probably counting down the days till they actually get to come back here to the West. And one of their defenders in Luke Ryan joins us on the line now. Luke, thank you very much for your time. Hub life is almost at an end and must be feeling pretty good after a win.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me, by the way. It's coming to a time where we're heading back to WA, but we've sent all of our stuff over today. So, we're just focused on playing St Kilda this week. But, yeah, it's always a bonus to go home.
What did you have to say goodbye to in the truck as it makes the journey back to WA?
Skateboard, fair bit of my clothes. I've actually kept my PlayStation for the next couple of days. So got most of the things I need here.
Well, you need to perform on the weekend because you're running out of defenders. You've lost Griffin Logue, Alex Pearce, Joel Hamling on the weekend. You had to go up against Tex Walker. How did you enjoy that experience? You beat him. Then we found out he was injured after and he's going to miss a few weeks.
Oh, there's an excuse. Nah, joking. obviously losing four, really, key defenders over the last couple of weeks is pretty bad. But I think we get Brennan Cox back this week, so hopefully he gets through training and makes it a lot easier for me. But, losing Griffin Logue is in such good form, so hopefully he's back very soon and I can play on the smaller blokes.
Yeah, that would be nice. You might have to play on Max King. Are you ready for that one? He's a bit taller than you, and maybe Brennan Cox could do it. Is that the way you'd go, Brennan Cox back in, or somebody like a Toby Watson who we saw pre-season might be next in line?
Not too sure what JLo's thinking, but I'm sure if Brennan Cox gets through training, he'll come straight in and play on King, or I'll just play on the highest tall, I guess. Hopefully Brennan gets through, and if not, we've got Toby Watson down there and Talon Demand who can play tall as well, so we've still got a few there.
Yeah, you do, and we know that Alex Pearce and Joel Hamling aren't playing at the moment. What role have they played? They went into the hub. Have they been good around the defensive group?
They've been really good. Obviously, it's pretty frustrating for them too. They're both leaders of the club and the leaders of a backline group, and they help you and come through vision and all that sort of stuff and help the younger boys coming through. So, yeah, they've been pretty good.
I've been talking about, Hayes mentioned Griffin Logue. It's disappointing that he goes out, isn't it? Because he was in ripping form on the weekend. He was winning some great one-on-ones.
Yeah, he's been in really good form. He's had a lot of heat on him because, he's pretty much been a big key down there for us, and he's doing really well. His game on the weekend was what he can do and what he will be doing for a long period of time, so the sooner he gets out, the better for us.
The Saints obviously pretty attacking team lately. They've hit a fair bit of good form and they've got quite a few weapons in their forward line.
I haven't, to be honest with you, I haven't really watched much of St Kilda yet. We'll probably start tomorrow, from what I've heard, like you said, a really attacking side, and it's always a good challenge. I look forward to it.
How much did Nathan Fyfe do at training today, and are you expecting him to be playing?
Because of all this corona stuff going on, I actually didn't see him train or anything, so no, I think he's joining our main session tomorrow, same with Brennan, if they get through, and I'm sure they'll be up for selection, so like I said, hopefully they get through and no harm, and they're out there playing with us.
What's a main session look like for you guys these days?
It's still a bit weird. I think we can only do contact sessions in our little groups of eight. And then, that's pretty much it. There's no contact after that. So, still a bit weird. We're getting used to it. But, like I said, 2020 is a big challenge and we're loving it. So, it's just good to be playing footy.
Good attitude. And you've been sharing a hub over there or a hotel with the West Coast Eagles. Have you been mixing socially at all with the West Coast Eagles players?
A few of the boys are mates with others and mates with a few of them. So, we always talk and why not get in the elevator with the coaches and all that sort of stuff. So, it's good fun over here. And, like I said, I've enjoyed it. So, it's a good experience.
Can you give us a bit more of an insight into what hub life has actually been like for you? Now, you're almost on the other side of it. Is it what you expected it was going to be when you departed a few weeks ago?
Everything they said was they're trying not to make it so much like a prison. It's going to be more of trying to do games on the inside of the hotel and table tennis, PlayStations, pinball machines. And, it's been good, the staff. And for a young group, it's been really good for us and connection with the staff as well. So I think it's brought our club a lot closer together and, you know, grown a lot bigger friendships, and it's actually been really good for us.
Who's the table tennis champion and what have you been playing on the PlayStation?
The table tennis champion is actually going down tonight. There's a few boys playing. I think there's 8 games tonight and then the grand final tomorrow, I think, maybe. So, yeah, might have to ask one of the other boys when your next appearance to see who checks in. But, yeah, I think, I don't know, Andy Bracewell might win it. And then, yeah, I've been playing COD a fair bit. So, yeah, it's keeping me busy.
The old Call of Duty. I used to be the table tennis champion in all my time at the Fremantle Dockers. Got the edge over Luke McFarlane in all of the finals. So, you know, once Brayshaw gets through, maybe you can take on Hazelby in the real grand final of soccer of all time.
That'll be good. Love to see that one.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Luke, we wish you all the best against the Saints on the weekend, hoping that you can make it 2 from 2 because, you know, if you do pinch another win before you come back, all of a sudden you've got 7 weeks back here at in Perth or so, and you can really start to build your season.
Yeah, thanks for that. Have to get the win, and then, yeah, like you said, build forward, and who knows what can happen.
Thanks for your time. All the best on the weekend.
All right, thank you.